Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news. All day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. We now understand a little better why the FBI thought it was so urgent to retrieve the government documents at Mar-a-Lago. A newly released letter from the head of the National Archives shows that an earlier cache of documents turned over by Donald Trump in January contained hundreds of highly classified files. Trump had even tried to keep the FBI from inspecting the documents by claiming executive privilege. And talk about your self-owns, the letter was made public not by the government, but by a member of Trump's own team.
Peter Zacko, a.k.a. Mudge, was Twitter's head of security until January of this year. But now he's blowing the whistle on the social network. He told Congress last month that Twitter has some gaping security holes that endanger users' private information and pose a risk to national security. Yikes. The whistleblower complaint was obtained by CNN and The Washington Post. It paints a picture of a mismanaged company governed by lax oversight where too many employees have access to sensitive information. The complaint also says one or more employees may be working for a foreign intelligence service.
Two men have been found guilty of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2020. The men were also found guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. This was the government's second attempt to secure a conviction after a different jury couldn't decide unanimously back in April, which resulted in a mistrial. Two other men were previously acquitted and two more pleaded guilty.
Remember MoviePass, the movie theater subscription service that took the world by storm in 2018? You could see an unlimited number of movies in theaters for a small monthly fee. It felt too good to be true, and it was, because the company quickly went up in flames about a year later. Well, anyway, it's coming back. MoviePass announced it's launching a beta version this fall, and subscriptions will cost between $10 and $30. This time, though, you'll have to sign up for a waitlist and be invited to the service.
Yelp is adding a consumer notice to its listings for crisis pregnancy centers. A little explainer. Crisis pregnancy centers are organizations that advertise abortion services like counseling and screenings. However, their purpose is to persuade pregnant people against getting the procedure. So now when they show up on your Yelp search for abortion services, they'll have an automatic disclaimer saying the center you found is not a medical facility. Axios first reported this story.
Hey, if you like any of these segments that we're producing for The Refresh from Insider, did you know that you can share any of them on social media? It's true. Just look in the description section of your podcast app and you'll see a little share link next to each story. It's super easy. Give it a try.
Coming up, we play Who Wrote What? Apple will now let you repair certain MacBooks at home after offering do-it-yourself iPhone repairs earlier this year. But if you're expecting a couple of screwdrivers in the mail, be warned, this repair program is not for the faint of heart. You'll need to buy a bunch of proprietary parts directly from Apple, as well as other tools that you can either buy or rent. And to put that into perspective, the iPhone repair kit was delivered to customers as a two-part package that weighed about 80 pounds.
Attorneys hired to help Donald Trump overturn the 2020 election results shared sensitive election system information with conspiracy theorists, right-wing commentators, and election deniers. That's according to the Washington Post. The attorneys had a Georgia computer company put election systems data from two counties in Georgia and Michigan on a server where they were downloaded dozens of times. Government officials say wrongdoers will be prosecuted.
Dozens of dogs in Michigan have died from a new unidentified virus over the past month. Officials aren't yet sure how it spreads, but they're thinking it's similar to a common gastrointestinal illness called parvo, which is usually only fatal to puppies. Michigan State veterinarian says we shouldn't panic, but urges owners to make sure your pups are up to date with vaccinations.
HBO's Game of Thrones spinoff series House of the Dragon is off to a fiery start. Sunday night's premiere drew nearly 10 million viewers across all platforms, despite reported streaming glitches due to overwhelming demand. It's HBO's biggest premiere, well, ever. Many wondered if viewers would want to return to Westeros after Game of Thrones' controversial finale, but these numbers prove fans are still interested, even if there's no Daenerys or Jon Snow.
When the new Minions movie premiered in China over the weekend, some fans were shocked to discover government censors had changed the film's ending. Spoiler alert, in this decidedly less despicable version, evil villain Gru decides to become a good guy. He returns home and eventually raises three daughters, which very conveniently promotes China's new three-child policy. It's time to play Who Wrote What? The game where our producer Frank reads a quote from a memoir, and we have to guess what person who's been in the news recently wrote it.
Frank, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. Thanks, guys. So last week we ended in a tie, and so I'm back this week to try and trick and beat both of you this time.
Good luck.
Great. Please remind our listeners what this game is and how we play it.
So, well, Who Wrote What? Is born out of my obsession with autobiographies and memoirs, especially from big newsmakers. So in this game, I'm going to read you an excerpt from a newsworthy person's memoir or biography, and then give you one clue. The two of you will have 20 seconds to guess who it's from, but the trick is you have to work together to agree on one person. If you're both right, you both win. But if you're not, then I win. I'm the victor, and that's my goal.
Okay, so it's Team Rebecca Dave, which is Team Rave, against Frank.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, here's the first excerpt. I promised myself in the funny way that little kids make promises over things that nobody else in the world cares about. That one day, I was going to put Akron on the map. I was going to let the world know where Akron was. I didn't know how, I just knew in my heart I was going to do it. Was I a dreamer? Of course I was. Okay, you both have 20 seconds on the clock. Ready, set, go.
You know what, Frank? I don't need 20 seconds. This is LeBron James, okay? The only person from Akron who's famous, period.
Completely agree.
Okay, you're both right. It's LeBron James.
Let's go. Yay!
So LeBron James made history last week. He signed a two-year deal with the LA Lakers for a whopping $97 million. You know, just a bit shy of what I make here at The Refresh. He's now the highest earning player in NBA history.
Good for him.
Okay, so your second excerpt is, as you already know, candy, meat, potatoes, and ice cream made up most of my childhood diet. I've come a long way since then. When my eating habits changed, I changed. I found enjoyment by living a healthy, zestful life, not from eating processed marshmallow goo. 20 seconds on the clock. Ready, set, go.
Rebecca, this could be any adult.
Well, no, this sounds like some sort of wellness influencer. Gwyneth Paltrow? No, Gwyneth never ate marshmallows.
Can we pause the clock and get a clue?
Yeah, pause the clock.
We have paused the clock, and your clue is, you used to see this person on TV, and they like for you to see them soon on Capitol Hill.
Oh.
Clock is resuming.
Dr. Oz.
Oh, Dr. Oz.
Because he's kind of a wellness guy,
yeah.
And maybe he grew up on like meat and potatoes. Does that make sense? And he's running for Senate?
Yeah. Mehmet Oz.
Your final answer is correct again. You guys are
Let's go.
You're going to destroy me this week. It is Dr. Oz.
Nice. Good call, Rebecca.
So Dr. Oz, he got his start on a daytime talk show where he combined talk show elements with medical advice. He's now running for Congress in Pennsylvania, even though he's from New Jersey. Dr. Oz was in the news recently, though, because he posted this video of him shopping in a grocery store.
Thought I'd do some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's, and my wife wants some vegetables for crudité, right? So
we got two problems here, folks. First, there's no such thing as a Wegner's. It seems he smashed the name of two Pennsylvania stores together, Redner's and Wegmans. And Dr. Oz's Democratic opponent in the congressional race, John Fetterman, explained the second issue in his own video.
In PA, we call this a veggie tray.
Yes, we do call this a veggie tray. All right, so we have one more. Do you guys have another one in you?
Yes, though we've already won.
Look, I can still at least maybe take home the last round.
You can try.
Okay, all right. Here's the final excerpt. I believe that people think I went insane. I do not believe I am insane. I believe I went through a period of my life that was insane, and it lasted 31 years. I was the closeted abuse victim with a burning desire to be a successful actress, writer, and director. And I was Celestia, a spirit being from the fourth dimension, here to teach the world about love. Ready, set, go.
Is this Anne Heche? Should we guess or should we ask for a clue?
Let's ask for a clue. Stop the clock.
And your clue is, this person made headlines in the late 90s for being in a same-sex relationship. Starting the clock and you have 5 seconds.
Anne Heche and Ellen.
Yeah. All right, so the final answer. We're going to say Anne Heche.
Okay, you guys are correct. If I was a sore loser, I would flip a table. But, you know.
Thank God you're not petty, Frank. Thank God.
I'm more mature than that. It is Anne Heche. This actress died last week after crashing her car into a house in L.A. Heche started her career on a soap opera called Another World in the 80s, and then took on starring roles in films like Donnie Brasco and the Psycho remake. In Heche's 2001 memoir, Call Me Crazy, she said she endured sexual abuse from her father and talked about her relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. So that means you guys won all 3 rounds and took this one.
Rave, 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 rave.
Rave, 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 rave. Ah, yeah.
Okay, so I'll be back next time to, you know what, win all 3 rounds myself. So
I'm surprised you're going to come back with your tail between your legs, maybe.
Thank you for this, Frank. I love winning.
Yes. It's my pleasure letting you guys win.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.